Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and more weirdos, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I got stuck on weirdos because there's so many of them out there. How can you overlook all the weirdos? There's more good people than there is weirdos, but the fact of the matter is the weirdos are the little leaving in the lump that need to be expunged from the whole lump to make it holy, right? But they're there. They're there. And so with that said, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So here it is. So I'm having conversations with lawfully minded people today. Waiting for a couple phone calls from attorneys as well and lawyers. And there is a difference. So I'm talking to one of my friends out in Minnesota, who came under attack from the said tyrant communist named Tim Walz here in the state of Minnesota, and that's not far-fetched at all, friends, in any sense of the word. But having conversations with him, her and understanding what was going on during her court cases and what she had endured during the pandemic and how she was being targeted and polarized by this said governor from the state of Minnesota and the unconstitutionality of every step that they took to demonize her. Instead of defending her by magnifying the laws against criminal acts, they were actually the ones that were the perpetrators, perpetrating and catapulting the unconstitutional acts against my friend. So what we were doing is having conversation about the Constitution and law and understanding what is in fact happening here in our backyard, and rest assured in your backyard, and if it's not there yet, it's coming, Amos 6:3. But she had told me during her court proceeding, see, because what the governor did is he came in and shut her little business down to drive more traffic to his corporate alliance buddies, right? And remember that during the pandemic, 27% of the billionaires worldwide, they accumulated and bolstered their wealth. Okay, that's what happened. The governors got in place to attack the little guy to drive more traffic over to their big corporate friends. And it's exactly what much of the pandemic was all about, okay? So with that said, she was one of them, but she didn't bow her knee. And throughout the proceedings, she noticed that in court, the Constitution was completely null and void. It was completely null and void. Matter of fact, our friend from Albert Lea, Minnesota, even told us that during the court proceedings, when she was defending herself, making reference to the Constitution, you know, the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2, you know, the top of all laws that we all submit to, from the head to the tail or to the toes, either way, however you want to look at it. Right, premised on common law, that was a thing that was out of sight and out of mind. And according to the judge that was in this particular case with our friend from Albert Lea, Minnesota, it was interesting that when she made reference to the Constitution, she was told that if she made reference to the Constitution one more time in his courtroom, not the people's courtroom, his courtroom, he said that he would hold her in contempt. Hold her in contempt. I ask the question, what do these judges swear to do before they sit on the bar? Or, I'm sorry, on the bench. What do they do? They swear to uphold the law, which in fact, if you make reference to the law that they swore to uphold, they're going to hold you in contempt. America, do you see what's going on here? Your said representatives, what they're doing is under false pretenses, putting their hands on the Bible, swearing to uphold the law and the enumerated laws found within. And yet what are they doing all day long? They're doing their best to tear down the law that they swore to uphold. Oh my goodness, that's not good for anybody, nor them. Numbers 30, verse 2. Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. Do you see what's happening here in the state of Minnesota? I just talked to a sheriff yesterday. If you all know who Mark Lamb is out in Arizona, I had a conversation with him for a little bit. And I was telling him about what was going on here in the state of Minnesota. You know the first act in the state of Minnesota? Said in a basically processed and pushed through committee down the throats of the people in the state of Minnesota, 5.9 million people. You know what the first thing they did was? They enacted, they call it a law, to make sure that babies could be murdered all the way up, even halfway through the process of being birthed. They can legally be murdered in this state. That's unconstitutional. The governor's a criminal, and so are the said legislators that pass these policies which undermine the Constitution, according to American law anyways. But they're doing it anyways. They're doing it anyways. You know what the second thing they did was, friends? No joke. Minnesota Reformer reported the said legislators in Minnesota are giving driver's license to Minnesota's undocumented residents. Now, I want you to ponder what I just said, because everything that we do when we fly somewhere, we have to go through the process, illegal process, of a pretended authority called the TSA, which violates the Fourth Amendment every single time that you walk into the airport. But the borders are wide open, Americans. States throughout the United States of America, just like what Mark Lamb was talking about yesterday when I brought up the fact that they're giving illegals, not undocumented, illegals license. They're giving them license, friends. They're encouraging them to come in illegally. But don't remember that we blew the trumpet a long time ago, Ezekiel 33, verse 3, when we told you that the mayors were illegally alluring in illegals into the United States on welfare dime, which is completely unconstitutional. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. If they don't work, they don't eat. You want to deter all of this illegality concerning the illegals coming into America? Shut out the whole welfare system. It's illegal anyways. It's completely illegal. And let me ask you something. Who's pushing all of these illegalities? You're said representative government. Another question is, where did they derive the delegated authority to go ahead and prescribe to we the people that which is outside of their scope of authority and that authority that was never given to them? Doesn't that define treason? Why, yes, it does define treason. It defines treason in a very big way. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gate is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. He sly whispers, rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. But see, the issue that the American people have is these said legislators that are committing the act of treason against we the people, they're doing it right in front of your faces. See, the problem is what the American people are tolerating is exactly what they're doing. And it comes back to what Edmund Burke said. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Members of humanity, I know that you are all in these chairs because of us.
You're in these chairs. She's speaking to legislators in the state of Minnesota. This little girl from Mexico is telling them, you're sitting in those chairs because of us. A girl from Mexico telling the said legislators in the state of Minnesota, you're in those chairs because of us. Wait until you hear what she says next.
Know your humanity and know that you are all in these chairs because of us.
You're in these chairs because of us.
We're voting.
We are voting, she says.
Our people are voting.
These are the people that are getting a license, and these are the ones that are being allured into America illegally. Pay attention, Americans.
You don't pass this bill, people are going to vote.
You don't pass this bill. The bill that she's talking about is making sure that illegals that are here from other countries that came into America unlawfully, she's telling the said legislators in the state of Minnesota that if you don't do what I tell you to do right now, we're going to vote you out. Americans, you know, I think the great deception here is I think a lot of people have seen too many movies and they think that what I'm talking about right now is happening outside of America when in fact it's not. That's the great deception. That's the great deception here. The American people act as if what we're covering on these shows on a daily basis, morning and afternoon, that somehow or another this isn't happening in America. This is happening from without. No, you are sadly mistaken. I seen a saying which had a lot of truth in it the other day. And it applies to what we're talking about even now, concerning the fact that the American people are acting as if what's taking place isn't happening here. It's happening in a third world country. Again, I'm here to remind you that it's happening here. I want you to listen carefully in parallel to what I'm talking about and take it for food for thought. All welfare is based on deception. War is always premised on what's the first casualty of a war? The truth. That's why you have warfare. all over the country, because your said representatives, starting with the church, have failed to uphold the law, which is conformed to the truth. All welfare is based on deception. Therefore, when capable, feign incapacity. Act like you're weak. When active, inactivity when near. Make it appear that you are far away. This is why through the mainstream media, you continuously hear them talking about what's going on over in the Ukraine, what's happening over in the Middle East, what's happening over in Brazil and in other countries. They want you to believe that all of the things that are going on that are bad, right, are happening in other countries, when in fact the deception is that you're the ones that are under attack. I go on. He said, make it appear that you are far away, when far away, that you are near to him. Feign disorder and strike him. When he concentrates, prepare against him. Where he is strong, avoid him. Listen again, friends. Your enemies know this. The communists know this, friends. They say that when you feel mush concerning the people's willingness to do nothing, the apathetic, the tolerant, just keep going forward with your agenda. But when you feel their steel, saith the communists, retreat. See, they're pushing forth because they feel the mush of the American people, right? He goes on, feign disorder and strike him. When he concentrates, prepare against him. Where he is strong, avoid him. Anger his general and confuse him. Pretend inferiority and encourage his arrogance. Well, how do they do that? Well, on a daily basis, they continuously try to deceive the people that it's foreign countries that are experiencing the warfare that you're actually experiencing in your own country. We're talking about treason right now. And this is how the mainstream media and the CIA-controlled mainstream media destabilizes countries. This is how dictators advocate and advance their cause through deception, through destabilization. And it's what they're doing right now. Hey, folks, you have, let me say this. You have, and we've covered this before, but it applies to this conversation. You know organizations such as the ACLU, who say that the end of the ACLU is communism? Do you understand they're subversive to American government? Organizations like the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, it's a communist organization. Do you understand that they're subversive to American government? They don't have lawful standing. They don't have the lawful authority to attack law-abiding citizens. See, but if you don't know the difference, they're going to keep doing it until the people believe that they have the lawful authority. Okay? It's called a pretended authority. A plethora. All those 202 organizations that the international criminal George Soros established in America that Donald Trump failed to prosecute. Isn't it interesting, friends, that he established those 202 organizations and the conservatives of the day making no reference to the law that condemns him for his crimes and the organizations that he planted in the United States of America, they just blindly went along and they just wanted to push fear rather than courage. And the way that you push fear is you just show them no answer. The way that you push confidence, friends, is you show them the law that they're violating and encourage them to go do what they should do as patriots. And the way that you show them is show them the price paid for their freedoms, that somebody did it for them. Now it's their turn to do it for their posterity. Okay, in upholding the law, Isaiah 42, 21, Psalm 40, verse 7, Hebrews 8, 10, Hebrews 10, 7, Romans 3, 31, Matthew 5, 17, the list goes on. The list goes on. And it's what your said politicians promised that they would do, again, when they swore to uphold the Constitution. The same law. The same law. But what are we seeing? This is what they highlight, friends. They take someone from Mexico, and then what they do is they put them on the bench. This is all prescripted by the powers that are tolerated in America. They put someone up on the bench, and then they tell the legislators this.
Know your humanity and know that you are all in these chairs because of us. We are voting. Our people are voting. And if you don't pass this bill, people are going to vote you all out.
And if you don't pass this bill, we're going to vote you all out. What? Now, why would she get a permission slip to go inside of the chambers in the capital of the state of Minnesota and threaten the legislators to do what she says or else. Because the people that she's talking about that are doing the voting are here illegally. But the said legislators are the ones that are drawing and alluring them in to give them access to all that we have as American people. They're even stealing our money and giving it to these people so that they might come here. So therefore, they're emboldened to threaten you. Folks, that is the definition of treason. That is treason, Americans. Here, let me say it this way. Article 3, Section 3, is treason. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. Okay, that was a blatant threat. Or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Isn't that what's happening? So, in general, the word treason is defined out as in the offense of attempting to overthrow the government to the which offender owes allegiance or of betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. Is that what's happening? Again, of betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. In Minnesota, your friends, if it's not the Muslims, it's those that are coming across the border from the southern border. They're being lured in. And the legislators are passing what they call laws with their threats accordingly. And, of course, that's all a guise as well. You need to understand, friends, that your country is being handed off to a foreign people. Do you understand? Your said legislators are alluring them into America and then handing them the keys to the country. That's what they're doing. They're literally forfeiting all of our God-given rights and tearing down the laws. And I'm telling, I'm only talking to those that still haven't understood that we have to fight for our rights. But what's happening is the people are forfeiting their rights by tolerating a bunch of Judases that are selling out to the highest bidder. They don't care. They're not looking at the long road, friends. They're not looking at the whole picture. They're just living for the moment, not realizing that their kids are going to be subject to these people as well that came over here illegally. Now, a question for you is, what happens when you allure illegals into America? How do you suppose they're going to act when they get here? Well, just like what you just seen, you better vote in favor of this bill giving illegals license, because if you don't, we're going to vote you out. This little girl also wanted to let you know that it's because of them, the illegals, that they're sitting in their seats in the first place. Well, you know what? True or not, the said legislators are acting as such, aren't they? Oh, I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you 18 U.S. Code 2381 concerning treason, concerning the guilty party, the governor, the mayors, the said legislators. And I want you to understand what federal law says concerning those that are alluring them into the United States, regardless of how they're trying to bring it under the banner or color of law. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. China says it's a weather balloon that's blown off course into U.S. airspace. The Defense Department says otherwise.
First of all, we are aware of the PRC's statement. However, the fact is we know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that.
Air Force General and Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says the balloon's not a danger to aviation. They decided not to try to bring it down for fear of damage on the ground. President Biden's enjoying the latest economic numbers. More than 517,000 jobs added last month and a January jobless rate of 3.4%, the lowest since 1969. It's been an icy mess in much of the South all week. Now the upper Midwest and Northeast are getting their turns in the icebox. Minus 20 forecast for Chicago today. In Boston, the wind chill could hit 30 below tomorrow. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the way, and I just want to say this on the radio as well, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know that you're hearing this, and we've been talking about this for the years that we've been on the radio, and I've continuously pointed my finger back at the fact that you're being distracted from Russia in China. Remember, Russia's calling for a new world order. China's calling for a new world order. This all is premised off of the likes of a George Bush who called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. The Pope is calling for a new world order. So it's the globals, it's the people that the mainstream media keeps in front of your faces. These are the ones that are leading you by the nose. That's why you need to put in the place of these men, the author and the finisher of your faith. His name is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:2, so you can understand that they're going to live by his rules. We are not going to live by their rules. And we are not going to live our lives afraid of what they're doing. They're going to live their lives accordingly as to how we are living our lives. And they're going to either live in the fear of God or they're going to live in under the consequence of violating law. Remember, Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny, but when the government fears the people, you have liberty. That's what I'm talking about, and that's what we need to get back to, okay? If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. But look at this. U.S. General's prediction of war with China in 2025 risks turning worse fears into reality. Folks, you need to understand something. And my son said it the other day. He said, Dad, you know, with all the things that are going on, He says, Dad, the Lord's going to get their attention one way or another. Oh, friends, he is getting your attention. And don't you ever think for one moment the devil's in control of anything. No. Everything's in his hands. I'm studying the book of Psalms right now. Oh, my goodness. He's the governor of the nations. The heavens is his throne. The earth is his footstool. All men are created for his purposes. Right? And we need to understand that all of that which he created belongs to him. And he's given his church power and authority over all the works of the devil. So there's absolutely no reason why America's in trouble today. It's the church that has failed the test here. And I want to say this, because it is the proper way and method in which it is why we're in trouble today. Now, let me show what I'm talking about. Finney said this. He's a great awakening preacher. He said, the pulpit is responsible. He said, brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits if immorality prevails in the land. The fault is ours in a great degree. He said, if there's decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. He said, if the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the responsible, then he goes on and he says, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our government are ready to fall away, he said, the pulpit is responsible for it. He said, let us not ignore this fact, my dear brethren, but let us lay it to heart and be thoroughly awake to our responsibility and to the respect of the morals of this nation. So it falls to the church, who's called to be the moral compass of society. And I just want you to hear this, okay? Because I always want to premise everything on the Lord's Word, because this is what it's going to come back to. Regardless if you believe it or not, look at history. His dash story always proves his point, and he always gets the last word in. And I praise God in all sincerity for that, because that is a sure thing. That is a sure thing. His immutability is a sure thing. I love that about him, that he doesn't change. And if the world wants to go sway and do their own thing, rest assured they want to ignore the Lord and try to create a world without him. Rest assured, at the end of the day, he's going to get the last word in. He always does. And that is history. So let's listen to this carefully, okay? It tells us in Deuteronomy 28, and it tells us in verse 15, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken, listen carefully, unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe. You know, and it's interesting, I looked up the word observe. And what it means is to observe as a halo around the moon. This is Webster's 1828. To observe as the halo around the moon. In other words, keep your eye, his law, as the apple of your eyes, it tells us in the book of Proverbs. And then it tells us, as it goes on here in verse 15, that we're to hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all of his commandments and all of his statutes, which are all written in the Torah, which I commanded thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So in other words, if we don't want to take heed to doing what he commanded us to do, his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, his ordinances, guess what? We're going to fall to the curses. And that, folks, common sense comes into play. Let a criminal be a criminal without consequence of breaking law, and he's going to be a criminal all the more. Okay? And see, what Americans are doing is allowing the criminals to be more of the criminals that they want to be. And what I was saying during the end of the last segment is what Edmund Burke said. He said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Listen to me, Americans. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with. They're murdering your children. Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. There, your said governors are alluring with the mayors illegals into this country. Hey, listen, this is important that you hear it. I was talking to a said representative yesterday. I was talking to the chief of law enforcement yesterday. And it's interesting, friends, that the governor is saying that much of what's going on and what they're trying to do is justify bringing in these illegals and handing them license, which is illegal, it's treason. the governor, it's said that the governor was talking about someone has
to... Hello again, everyone.
Hitler,
Washington.
Someone has to fill the positions that have been lost through the pandemic. Do you hear what the governor just told you? The governor just told you that the West is the problem, which we already know that. Okay, white men are the problem, we already know that. We know that this is a pandemic. The crisis was created. They still can't prove it, and yet the burden of proof is on them. But what the governor just told you is we forced people to get the jab, the experimental jab, and if they died, oh well, it doesn't matter, because we have foreigners coming in that will take their place. That is exactly what he said. Hey, folks, it's not what he meant to say, but he didn't think it through when he said it. And what he is saying, friends, is all those people that died from these experimental jabs, he's saying they died from the virus. The opposite is true. He's saying all those people that died from the pandemic, he said they've got to be replaced with somebody. Guess who's being replaced, friends? The people that died from the pandemic. And guess who's replacing them? Illegals that are getting license handed to them today. Oh, you say that's way out there. Oh, you know what? I forgot to get to this. Father of Peeps died today. Inventor of tamales, hot tamales candy. He was older. We'll give him a break there. But the fact of the matter is, look at, again, the timeline here. We also have, I don't know if you've seen this or not, friends, but we have a pro wrestler, WWE Hall of Famer, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He just died. Did you see this, friends? Oh, what a shame, right? Yeah, what's going on out there? We have a fire department, a firefighter in New York at 34. He dies of cancer. You know what the experimental jab does, right, folks? It attacks the DNA, the human DNA, and it breaks it down, and then it subjects you to that of cancer in a big way. That's why you're seeing a lot of people die from cancer. We have the Southern Charm star, Olivia Flowers' brother, Connor. She's dead at 32 years old. This is all today, friends, on the social media platforms. Did you see this one? This is the... a report coming from Manning Matters. An eighth grader goes into cardiac arrest at a game. The then trainer rushes in, the South Carolina school says. They just don't know what's going on. Just to prove the legitimacy of all the people that are dying. But here's the good news. The governor wants you to know. The good news is a lot of those positions are going to be filled by all of these illegals we're drawing in, and we're treasonously giving them license now. We want to know you. Listen, we got your back. We're going to use the illegals to do that. Listen to that. What does that say for them if they're handing off license to illegals? What else are they guilty of? Who are they working for? If not we the people, right? I'm playing stupid because some people are stupid, and that's a real word. Look it up, Webster's 1828. 23-year-old college swimmer dies suddenly. Just don't know what's going on. But the good news is the governor of the state of Minnesota and governors across the United States, they got your back. That's why they're bringing the illegals in, to fill those positions. Congratulations, America. Congratulations. All right. Great job, Tim Walz. Man, first of all, you try to force them to take an experimental jab, which is probably going to end up killing them sooner or later, and in many cases sooner than later. And when they die off, we'll just give the jobs to the illegals that we're giving permission, as well as giving them money from the people that work in America. We're alluring them in and giving them free money and free cars and free rent and all this other stuff. But we want you to know we got those jobs covered. It's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. 18 U.S. Code 2381. This is federal law. Okay? I'll get to this right on the other side. I mean, it just jacks me up to no end. Jacks me up to no end, friends, because exactly what I'm telling you right now is exactly what they're saying and doing. Exactly. Well, all the people that died, we got to fill the position, so let's use the illegals. Let's give them license. Well, that's what they're doing.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I want to say something really quick. I was talking to another friend of mine who operates the way that I do locally, and I'm talking about in the state of Minnesota because we're out there. I mean, go to the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And as I was talking to him, we were just talking about all the things that were going on here. And it's again, you have to understand they operate in the unthinkable. Well, folks, guess what? We think things through because we live this. Oftentimes when trying to explain what it is that they're doing, it may sound confusing to some folks, but it's really not. It's simple. Let me say what it is. It's called treason. Let me just put it in a nutshell for you. What's happening in your country, and it's not just on the issue of abortion. It's not just the issue of giving illegals, luring them in, giving them your money, handing them your jobs, or people that have been now murdered by the experimental jabs. Oh, here just a side note real quick. Interestingly enough, and I thank you for your responses, but I have a friend on social media platform right now who just said that they said, I'm looking for it right now, and it has everything to do with what I was just talking about, but he had said to me that, he said, young guy, I have stage 4 cancer. He goes, I got it overnight. Okay? And he said, they thought that I was sick for saying it was the jab. Here, this is live testimonial right here. So the people that took the jab Many of them that are not here anymore. Talk to anybody, your neighbors now. Everybody knows somebody that died from it. But the people that died, that had jobs, the governor in the state of Minnesota, and I've said it three times, I want to say it again, until you get it in. The governor of the state of Minnesota, he wants you to know that those jobs are covered by the illegals that are coming into America on your dime. And those illegals that are coming into America telling the legislators, you better pass this bill and give us licenses, the illegals, or we're going to vote you out. Your country is literally being handed off to foreigners by your said representatives. If you want to believe anything, believe the Lord for this. Okay? He tells us that if you don't keep his commandments, he said, you're going to experience the curses. And when you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high. Your children will be enslaved by foreigners, illegals. Mark my words. Better yet, mark his, because he just told you. The stranger that is within thee shall get above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. This is one of 55 curses that are very accurate to the times. Folks, it's time for America to repent. That's, folks, and I'm not telling you to fake repentance. I'm telling you, you better get with the Lord, and you better pray it up to him so he hears you, so he can bring the Holy Ghost to convict you of your sin, to bring about godly repentance, that you might be born again. And I'm thinking of John 16, starting in verse 8, 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11, and I'm thinking of John 3, 3. Your Creator is calling you back, and if you're not going to listen to Him for the chastisements, He's going to bring the judgments. And if you don't listen to Him for His judgments, He's going to bring them seven times more, and we're already in the cycle of seven times more. That tsunami is coming in, and that tsunami, what's being used as the tsunami to bring that tsunami in to destroy everything in its path, is your said representatives that are committing the act of treason. Why? Because the American people have committed treason against heaven. You see how this works? That's exactly it. And I am absolutely humored when people talk outside of the scope of the scriptures in context. In context. That's why America is in trouble. Here, I got to give you the definition. I'm sorry, the lawful definition of treason according to 18 U.S. Code 2381. Cross-check what I'm telling you. Listen carefully. And you tell me if this is what you see coming from your said legislators, your governors and mayors. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States, they swore to uphold the Constitution, or levies war against them by, let's say, alluring illegals to war against them, or that they adhere to their enemies, let's say, like give them license, right? Giving them aid and comfort. Oh, everything's good. This is all yours. This is on our dime. Come on in. Giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere is guilty of treason. And you know what the consequence for treason is? Death. Not the death of the babies in the womb, the death of those that are committing the act of treason. That's federal law. Do you understand now why your said representatives are operating outside of their scope of authority concerning the Constitution? They're acting arbitrarily, aren't they? So are the courts. And this is the fault of the people, because the people should have held them accountable for the laws that they were supposed to uphold. They're called representatives in this said limited government, not overreaching governments, not this unaccountable government. 18 U.S. Code 2381, treason. If the American people, hey guys, and my friends on social media platforms that listen every day, I'm out of saying it, but I have to find strength to say it again. If the American people don't put an end to these criminals in office, this is going to go on. And it's going to go on. You guys all know the issue with this. I want to highlight this, too, because I want you to see it really quick. We're talking about treason right now. I highlighted it over the last week, and I'll probably cover it again tomorrow. But you've seen all these agencies that the federal government's creating and arming them with submachine guns and semi-automatics. There's 73 federal agencies your government is empowering. Why? For the very things that I'm telling you right now. Because they expect people are not going to go along with it, just like what's going on in Illinois right now, where the governor, with a smile on his face, wanted them to believe that he was representing them when he said, we're going to ban these sorts of weapons. As, hey folks, sleight of hand, behind closed doors? Nope, not no more. Not here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, because we just highlighted the fact that folks, what they're doing is fortifying themselves against the people that they swore to serve by what? Illegally arming unconstitutional agencies against the people. This is what they're really doing. Just like yesterday when I was highlighting the fact that Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota, they show him holding a book, reading to little kids in an elementary school. Well, in the Capitol building, guess what they're doing, friends? They're making sure that babies are murdered all the way up until the time of delivery or halfway through delivery, said Lucero. You see what I'm saying? They're arming agencies against the American people. Well, guess what happened here? You all see that the sheriffs in 80 counties in Illinois, the sheriff stood up. You guys in Illinois, all you sheriffs, you have the support of America. You have the support of Americans because we understand why we have the Second Amendment. It's for this very reason we have it. Okay? Did you also know? Oh, and by the way, the 80 counties out of the 90 counties that there is that I have in count here, that is the voice of the people. See, the mainstream media wants you to believe it's only a small percentage of the people that are resisting all of these edicts that are falling from the lips of these tyrants called governors throughout the state of Minnesota, when in fact the opposite is true, and I've proven it 1,000 times. 80 counties out of 90 counties have said no. There's probably more of them that have stood up since then, friends. Well, guess what happened? Because of that, an appeal judge stood up and restrained the order on gun ban. I want to encourage you, but I also want to encourage you this way. Okay? So in other words, a judge did their job, and they're giving the message, wait a second, the people are too many still. That's really what's going on here. The people are still many. There's too many of them. Okay, let's just agree with them right now until we can put more of them to sleep. There's too many sheriffs in this state that are awake. Now the United States is awake because of these good sheriffs. I high five every single one of you for doing your duty. You are what America is all about, good government. Good government, you are all about what America is about. I want to say this to the representatives throughout the United States of America that are listening to me every day. You're like my Nicodemus. I want you to listen carefully. The majority of the people are for the law. Uphold the law, play the man, and they'll follow you. You're not called to be a leader of consensus. You're called to be a molder of consensus. That's what you swore to do. A man with God is always in the majority, said John Knox. And who knew better than him? Nobody. Nobody knew better than John Knox. Except Paul. Except John the Baptist. Except the apostles. And of course, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus Christ. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.